Test 72, Section 2, Question 18. Now, with this one, it says we're looking for the flaw, and the journalist says, scientists took blood samples from two large diverse groups. All the volunteers in one group reported they enjoyed eating vegetables. So everybody enjoyed eating vegetables, whereas those in the other group disliked it. Okay, so they didn't like them. Well, when the blood samples from the group that disliked vegetables are analyzed, it's found that they all had this gene in common, this strongly suggests that dislike of vegetables is at least in some cases genetically determined. So the conclusion is that it's genetically determined, and the evidence is that the people who disliked, people who disliked it, they all had this one gene. Now, the problem with this is that we don't know anything about what the people who did like vegetables had, because it's possible that they all had that same gene as well, and so therefore it's not really linked to whether or not people like vegetables. It's just a gene that happens to be out there. So the problem is we didn't compare it to the other group or the opposite group. So we're going to look for that in our answer. So A, it presumes that all human traits are genetically? No, because it just says dislike of vegetables is in some cases genetic. So that's too strong. And it says presumes, then has too strong. It's one of the things we see all the time. C, overlooks possibility that even when one phenomenon always produces another, the latter may often be present when the former is absent. I have no idea. That's a confusing sentence. Let's hold on to it. We'll move on. We don't reread it. We just keep going. C, overlooks possibility that even when one phenomenon, or sorry, that was C. Let's read B. I skipped over B. It overlooks possibility that volunteers in one or both groups may not have been representative of human population in one or more respect. Well, there are two large diverse groups of volunteers, and it just says, and the conclusion just says, in at least some cases. So they don't actually have to consider the idea of whether or not they are representative of the human population generally. D, overlooks the possibility that even if a dislike is genetically determined, it may be strongly influenced by genes other than that. Well, the problem with that is that doesn't then matter for the conclusion. The conclusion is just it's genetically determined, not whether or not the, XRV2G is responsible. And then takes for granted the volunteers in the group that enjoyed eating vegetables did not also have this gene in common. Ah, yes, that's exactly what we were saying. So it's assuming that that trait of having the gene was unique to the group that didn't like vegetables and that it wasn't also common among all the people who liked vegetables. So I'd pick E, and I don't know what B says, but I would skip it at this point because I don't care because I found one that I like. Now, if we look at B, I'm going to come back to this because some people get confused by it, but recognize I would not be doing this in the real test. I would simply have taken E and gone. So C, overlooks possibility that even when one phenomenon always produces another, the latter phenomenon may often be present when the former is absent. Well, that's just saying, so if we're looking at this, overlooks possibility even when one phenomenon always produces the other, meaning that the gene generates a dislike of vegetables. The latter phenomenon, dislike of vegetables, may be present even when may often be present when the former is absent. Well, that's not really a problem because it's okay if there are people that don't like vegetables without the gene, because we're not saying it's always responsible for dislike of vegetables, just that in some cases it's genetically determined. And therefore, answer choice E is definitely correct.